You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New Health Minister Dr. Shane Lutie has expressed his desire to remedy staff shortages and unsafe working conditions for nurses. As a part of this, Dr. Lutie met with union representatives across the health sector hours after being sworn in. I spoke to Kerry Nuku, spokesperson for the New Zealand Nurses Organisation, about what they want from the new government. This interview was recorded last week. Throughout the interview, there are references to dates meant to refer to last week. I started by asking for details regarding the current agreement that the New Zealand Nurses Organisation has with the government.
What it really outlined was a increase in the payment, the hourly rates, due to the pay equity settlement. But it didn't go far enough, and that's our concerns, is that the collective agreement that was ratified in August by members is due to expire in less than a year. So we're saying to our members, where it didn't meet the needs of nursing, what do we need to start to campaign on? Where do we need to put pressure on the government for next year in preparation of this? And, you know, the issues around safe staffing, recognition of pay, et cetera, are still very much the issues that we're going to be campaigning for next year as well.
Yeah, and I guess you definitely touched on it there, but I did want to kind of just follow up with asking what those areas were identified amongst your members that you really want to pressure this new government on in order to get better conditions for nurses.
Sure, the biggest issue is the pay recognition and the health and safety, and that requires initiatives that value the role of the nurse, that resource, nursing profession, and that introduce things like nursing ratios to patient care, those things that quickly got eroded. So that is the issue, health and safety.
And you've got some stop work meetings coming up. Can you explain a little bit about that process, how it works, and what your kind of organisation does as a part of that?
So NZNO is a trade union affiliated to the Council of Trade Unions in Wellington. And so what these paid meetings are is about starting to have those conversations with members so that when we go next year, we've got member voices. So they are also to put the new government on notice that they're going to have to fix the healthcare sector. They need to make sure they've got significant amount of money to or increase funding in the healthcare sector to be able to do that. We've got to fix the shortage in nurses. So we know that the government in December is going to come up with a mini-budget. The interesting and important aspect is it's a three-year projection. So we're signalling early to the government that they need to make health a priority in the funding.
And I kind of wanted to ask quickly because nurses in New Zealand take care of patients with a wide variety of illnesses. And recently, just in the news, it's come out that the coalition government is looking at repealing anti-smoking legislation. Has there been any chatter amongst your organisation or your members about that and how it might affect the work that you do?
Yeah, so this is really important. So the stop work meetings or the paid meetings that we're having are for nurses that work within Te Whatu Ora. So we've still got nurses outside of that sector in primary healthcare, community, aged care, etc., that we need to ensure whatever the nurses succeed in getting within Te Whatu Ora, we need to ensure parity across all of the sectors. So that's the first issue. This isn't going to go away anytime soon because we've got other sectors of nurses where they're being disproportionately paid compared to their colleagues within Te Whatu Ora. In terms of the smoke-free legislation, you know, that was an aspiration. There was many people involved in the 2025 smoke-free Aotearoa. So again, the arguments that we had years ago are the arguments that we're going to be proposing again, that mostly those vulnerable people, Māori and the Pacifica, die of smoking-related cancers. So we've got to take a proactive stand, a public health stand, and ensure that policies aren't going to perpetuate inequities and cause certain parts of populations to die, and assume that the multinational organisations that fund big tobacco aren't advantaged in any policy repeal, such as the smoke-free.
Yeah, and I guess I just want to finish up by asking, we've got a new Minister for Health, Dr. Shane Reti. I was wondering what commitments you'd like to hear him make to nurses.
Well, you know, what's really interesting is yesterday the new government got sworn in and Minister Reti requested a meeting with the health unions. So we flew down to Wellington yesterday, and at 8:30 yesterday evening we met with him and discussed our priorities. And I would have to say that we were really impressed that Minister Reti took seriously our concerns around workforce and the need to recruit and retain nurses, and also health and safety issues. So in terms of where we're looking to next year, there was certainly a strong indication from Minister Reti of the support, and actually support across a number of the areas that our union feels has been underrepresented in the past. So I think we're really hopeful that we can keep those open dialogues and discussions going. That we were, as I said, really welcomed the meeting last night and the open dialogue that we had so quickly after being sworn in.
Our spokesperson for the New Zealand Nurses Organisation, Kiri Noku, speaking about their plans and the upcoming government.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.